As we read and reflect on the gospel, we come to see that one of the chief characteristics of Jesus' life is his commitment to prayer. At every moment of his public ministry, from his baptism to his death, Jesus shows himself as a person of prayer. As disciples of the Lord, we too are called to be people of prayer. Like all relationships, our relationship with our God takes time and effort, time to share our life, time to get to know the Lord in all his glory and life-changing power. God wants to share our needs, but he also asks that you and I stop and listen to his word. We just heard God's word in Luke's account of the Transfiguration. This passage from St. Luke was chosen by the church to offer us encouragement as we undertake our Lenten practices and remind us that we have a share in the glory of God, glimpsed here in Jesus on the mountaintop. Luke's account of the Transfiguration is very similar to Matthew and Mark's. Jesus leads Peter, James, and John up the mountain to pray. Suddenly they became witnesses to something quite amazing. The glory of God shines through Jesus' humanity, and the prophets, Moses and Elijah, conversing with the Lord. Moses and Elijah, too, were mountain men, if you will, who in times of struggle sought solace in the high places. Are we not blessed to be on this holy mountain of Mount Washington? However, truth be told, we do not need a mountain in order to communicate with our God. We have God's assurance that we can speak to God personally in and through prayer. As Jesus tells us, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to those who knock, the door will be opened for them. Your Heavenly Father will give good things to those who ask him. We also have the sacraments that Jesus has given to us as church, through which God transforms us through the power and grace of his sacraments and the gift of his Holy Spirit. We also are so blessed to have Jesus, God's chosen Son, in our presence, in the Holy Eucharist, and in our tabernacles. Jesus also has said that where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst of them. And so, my sisters and brothers, in all these ways, we encounter our awesome God, and we are renewed and strengthened in our call to be disciples of the Lord and people of prayer. May this Lenten season lead to a transfiguration in our hearts and in our lives. For as St. Peter said, it is good that we are here. It is indeed good that we are here this morning, gathered in prayer. For it is only when we are present to the Lord that we can be open to his word and to his glory, a glory that the Lord desires to share with each of us for all eternity. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.